It is time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit and Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. And Jason Raby is here with us to talk about what is going on in the city of Beloit, as he is the man in charge, the city manager of Beloit. More like a lot of other people are in charge of telling you what to do,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Is that how that works?
Like, I learned leadership's an activity, so we're just being out there and being active.
All right, well, let's begin. First of all, I got to talk, there's this big, huge hole in Beloit.
Yes.
Tell us about
exciting.
This big
yeah.
hole with a whole bunch of pipe. And,
yeah.
And Raymond Budke's told me in a Facebook question that the wind is great when the dust blows in there and they're trying to work on it. Tell me about this project.
Yeah, well, and he's having fun. Yeah, there's a big excavator in there. So, yeah, this is something that we've been looking at for the last few months. It's kind of when I first got here, I did a little tour with, I think, Stuart Porter, who's our city engineer, and just said, hey, where's all the tough spots and, you know, what do we have that we need to tackle over the next few years? And so I guess this is something. There's a big downtown drainage pipe. It's about a 5-foot inside diameter pipe that goes all the way from West Main Street all the way down to the river. And so this has been something that has had problems over the years. I think they've had collapses down the down under parking lot and different things. And there's this bad section under there that they've I think Mike Clark, who's our transportation department head, said, you know, since the 90s, he's known about that they need to kind of tackle this, but it's not a fun project or an easy one. But you can't really fix streets in that area or do other things without fixing that way under the ground. So we decided we were going to tackle it, and we could do it, really price effective by doing it ourselves and just, you know, renting a few machines to make it happen. And the city guys really jumped on it. And, of course, weather was perfect last week, so we got a lot laid last week. It slowed down a little bit this week, but I think once the weather cooperates, we'll get right back into it. But, yeah, there's been a lot of really interesting finds in there.
No, I'll bet.
Because I think that used to be a ravine.
Uh-huh.
And so I found some old USGS aerial maps from, like, 52. I think it was still there. But then in 1961, it had been filled in, from what I can tell. Mm-hmm. So somewhere in there it had been filled in. So I think a lot of people just used to walk by and throw their old pop bottles and different
didn't,
things.
Didn't find there. Gold?
Haven't found gold yet.
Darn.
Yeah.
Well, if they did, then you might not know about it.
Yeah. Found pieces of an old car. Found a couple upper tin bottles, which
that's
I think used to be bottled
in
Beloit.
That
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But,
the upper tin bottle.
The upper tin bottle. Yeah.
Made here in Beloit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So somebody. So yeah, I actually have one in really good condition. It's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But
you mentioned that you guys are doing the project yourself.
Sure.
Because there is a considerable cost savings. I think maybe it's important to note what you guys are actually saving by doing the work yourself, because the project's budgeted for about $100,000, if I'm remembering correctly, just under
of it. Yeah. You know, obviously we always have to pay staff, and so mm-hmm. you know, that's just kind of our cost of equipment, materials, and renting the machinery, and if you factor in kind of the number of folks and what it takes to get it done, which mm-hmm. I've done, I think we're still coming in roughly $100,000, what less than what we think a contractor could do it at this point. And what we did was
and that makes it worth bringing up.
Yeah, and we just kind of put some feelers out there. It's not saying that the if we would have done some things, it may have tightened that gap up a little bit, but mm-hmm. I think the big thing is there's a lot of unknowns for an outside contractor that would want to handle this to get into. And so I think that's what the concern was, is that price might get driven up. Because, yeah, obviously we're finding, you know, junk material, where right. you know, it's not necessarily the most stable material. So a contractor,
what happens when you find a whole car in there?
Well,
you know?
Exactly. A contractor, you know, that's something that we can deal with. And a contractor who's trying to bid this thing and protect his business, we can understand, right. is going to say, hey, I better put a little bit more padding in there. So I think that we just thought, hey, we've got the manpower and the skill set to be able to get the right tools to make it happen. And so far, it's worked out really good.
Yeah, and that's great.
Yeah, so.
What else is going on?
Well, I think that some other things that are going on in town is the a couple of grant opportunities, I guess I wanted to point out for people. You know, it's kind of the time of year where people are buying houses and doing things, and you see a lot of properties moving. And so I just wanted to make it aware, and I'm sure people have before, that there's two down payment assistance or grant opportunities for people either buying a new or an existing home in town, and that's done through the North Kansas Regional Planning Commission. And so I think there's some, if you had some information or had some questions about that, if you have good credit and are looking to buy a house, I think you can get a nice grant to help with the down payment and the closing costs, so it kind of motivates people to get into those houses. And then the city of Beloit also acquired a down payment program for new construction. So if there's a house that's been newly built, I think we've got one or two of those in town, or you want to go build a house, that again, you can get some down payment assistance. And it's just trying to spur, and the nice thing is it's kind of for that moderate income, so it's not necessarily something that, you know, oftentimes you think of these grant opportunities, we really focus on those really lower income folks, which is important. This is trying to kind of trying to widen that pool, so a little bit more of the normal, not normal, but the middle class or whatever could apply for this and get these grants. So those opportunities are out there. So if you have questions, you can either contact me or Deb Peters over at the North Regional Planning Commission to kind of get some more information about that if you're in the market for either an existing home. And I think it's countywide for that one,
yes.
Deb's program. Mm-hmm. And then ours is just within the city limits. But both great programs that are kind of leveraging. I think hers is through Dane Hansen and ours is
right.
through the state, through a state program.
So. I was just looking it up before you mentioned you can contact Deb Peters at the North Central Regional Planning Commission office in Beloit at 738-2218.
It's going to warm up eventually. And
yes.
People are going to do things in the park. The pool, of course, will be opening. Usually it's Memorial Day weekend. It's hard to believe that. And then I know there's some things that have been proposed or mentioned in regards to the strategic meetings when people get together about beautifying parks or doing this or doing that. Can you talk about some of those things that have impacted a lot of families?
I think, that's a good thing to bring up. There's a couple exciting things. I know that, one, there's a group that's been working on the West Side Park, and that needs a new playground system, and they're really close. I think we're about $3,000 or $4,000 away. We've got a playground picked out. We've got about $34,000 raised, I want to say, already through grants and different things. And so if there's some people out there that really have a burden for Westside Park and want to write a check, we'll take, you know, $4,000 checks from four people or something like that, you know, close that gap.
Or $10,000 check.
Yeah, we can make it even fancier.
Rough number. Yeah.
But then that one's ready to be slapped in the ground. So that's really exciting. We've gotten that close, and you can sort of see some improvements at that park from painting the bathroom shelter, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But then I know that, through the strategic doing process, there's been another group that I've talked to, and I think they're working hard, and we've kind of said, hey, you know, up there at Chautauqua Park, which is really an almost, I don't know, a crown jewel of parks for our system. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, you look at a lot of towns in the area that, you know, that's a pretty unique park to have in, you know, in Kansas, where everybody thinks it's dry and flat and cropland, to have something that's trees and by a river and kind of a rolling grounds, et cetera. So, but that playground system up there is fairly old, probably needs to be replaced. So that's kind of a blank, slate or something that this group can do. And I think their big goal is to try to make it just a fully accessible playground. So basically there's no kid that can't play on it, because I don't think kids care if there's ramps or if it's accessible or not. Either way, as long as they can climb around and have some fun on it. But I think that one could be a really cool playground, not only for our town, but just probably for a 60-mile radius area. I don't think they're real common. It's a little bit higher dollar amount, but I think that I think there's a lot of grants and opportunities out there, and I think the community would really respond to something like that. And for it to be up there where our pool is and where some of the shelters are, and, you know, hopefully maybe someday a splash pad or something like that, you know, some of those cool things, it could really be continue to position Chautauqua to really be kind of a regional hub for that stuff. You know, we already have the Frisbee Golf that hosts the state Frisbee Golf Tournament, which I didn't even know until like a couple months ago. So that's really cool. So it's a neat area that hopefully we can continue to build on. And I know the park staff have been pouring camper pads, so we can kind of, we don't want this to be a campground, but it's more accessible for that. We're in the process of purchasing some fire rings. I think we're gonna have FinCool to, you know, build. They can laser cut those and weld them together, but that way they'll be ready to go. You can have a little campfire, and when it's wet enough, which I think it is now finally.
Right.
So, so lots of exciting things on the recreational side, and
a couple new scoreboards, I understand.
Yeah,
baseball field, softball field. Boy,
those
have been needed for a while. You and I have talked about
that. Yes, we have.
Overdue.
Yeah.
People at a game might want to know what
the score is. Yeah,
that's kind of important.
Makes it enjoyable, but
drive you crazy.
Yeah. So we.
How many outs are there? What's the count? I have no idea.
What inning
score?
Is it?
We have no idea.
Know.
What?
Blue.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Hey, Blue.
Yeah.
Even as coaches, we're like, okay, let's look at the book. Right. Quick. Where are we at?
Yeah. It causes more problems than, well, this team has one more run than us in their book.
Yeah.
Well.
We actually got them on order last week, so I think it was 3 weeks to get them delivered. And I think the one on the Lions Field, the Lions Club has graciously stepped forward to, you know, get that paid for. Obviously, they raise money and really try to invest a lot of that money right back into the programs. And so, thankfully, we had a little bit of stockpile to be able to take care of that. So they replaced the one at Cookie Field, which I'm sure a lot of people are like, wow, that one seemed like we just did that. But I think it was already 10 or 11 years old
and
been out in the elements and the wind, and that's just really tough on scoreboards, and it wears them out. And it's kind of one of those, you know, do we invest a lot of money into it to try to fix it up, which you could, and then it breaks something else the next year and you just keep doing that, or is it time to just replace it? So we did that, and our the Lions Club did that. They stepped forward on that, and then we got it. Solomon Valley Community Foundation, you know, gave us a grant for the one on Field 4. So that field didn't really have a scoreboard. It had kind of an old dinky one that was just put there from the old softball field, you know, but I don't know if it really ever worked or if it even works now. So this will be exactly the same as the Lions field, and they'll have new controllers, wireless with the 2.4 gigahertz, which will be much more responsive. And yeah, I think it's going to be a lot more enjoyable experience and really hopefully build on kind of a master plan that, you know, some of us, you know, have talked to a couple of different, you know, baseball and softball folks trying to optimize what we've got. You know, I think we've actually got a lot of pieces, you know. You know, we've been to those really fancy parks, you know, the pinwheel, those would be awesome to have, but I think we've got enough pieces here and some facilities to, you know, a little bit of optimization, you know, scoreboards or move the fence out a little bit or a little nicer dugout or build another field, that I think we could have, you know, enough facilities for all the programs, and then also, you know, host tournaments, and you know, now we have scoreboards. I mean, that just makes that much more respectable, you know, and that much more enjoyable, and it kind of keeps positioning Beloit kind of like I keep, you know, even telling my wife a little bit. It's like we're like a mini regional hub,
right?
You know, I mean, they're really, I mean, besides Concordia, there's really a lot of towns that come to Beloit for that type of stuff, so we can keep positioning ourselves for that.
Well, and also have an economical impact, as you mentioned. If you have more and more tournaments, I know you and I are parents of kids that are playing, you know, we got
all
tournaments
over
every weekend, whether it be baseball, basketball, whatever. And we saw that. We went to Pratt for a tournament last year. We saw Wamego driving by. Osborne's got a nice facility over here.
Yep.
And you host these tournaments, and you see all these people that are coming from all these towns, and these and many of them are going to stay the night if they got to travel for the way.
Yep.
It's economic impact for hotels in Beloit and the surrounding area, but also for the restaurants and everything else. And some people may not realize that. Like, we don't really host tournaments.
I mean, we don't.
We might get a district tournament for Lions every once in a while, or we get a state tournament every so many years, but if you could end up having maybe a couple of tournaments during the summer outside of that, that could help bring more money into the community.
Yeah, and I think it brings more notoriety to the community too, you know? So someday when somebody's been here and they see a job posting at AGCO or wherever it is, or the hospital, like, it's not too bad of a town, you know? They've got a nice Chautauqua Park, and they got the nice road, or they got, you know, the high school.
They got the NCK Tech College.
Yeah, the NCK Tech College, or a nice hospital, you know? So I think that, I think the more that we can drive people here, whether it's youth sports, and that's, I think the nice thing about youth sports is that it really serves everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, grandparents, everybody enjoys that, or a nice park or whatever.
Sure.
Everybody can utilize that. So, it's exciting.
It is. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
No, I think we covered it for today. Got to save some for next time.
Well, you mentioned pipes that water runs through.
I'm going to be back in a month, guys. Don't throw me too.
Yeah, don't. But next month, it's all about water.
Yeah, we'll make water up
for
next.
We'll be back to water. Water time today. Yeah, now, that's good. Jason Raby, the city manager of Beloit, thanks for your time as always. We'll see you again a month from now. How's that
all
sound?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Community Matters brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit and Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.